Okay, so what I wanted to do was talk about the history of homosexuality between about 1914 and about 1960. And I suppose a couple of things that are worth saying before I say much substantive is that the first thing is about evidence, really, and what we actually have to go on when we're thinking about lesbians and gay men in the past, because that history has to be put together in a slightly different way, because often these lives were not particularly visible. And so the things that we've tended to use are things like legal records, when men have appeared in courts, newspapers, where those cases have been reported, and then letters and novels and also sexology textbooks. Sexology was the new science of sex, which emerged in the late 19th century. And these are the kinds of places where we can start to piece together a history of homosexuality. But it involves quite a lot of detective work quite often, especially for the period before the Second World War. After the Second World War, we have a lot more material from people who recorded their memories in the 80s and 90s. So then we have a whole oral history archive as well. The other thing to say is that I'm going to be talking mainly about men today. But what is interesting is that the evidence base is different for men and for women, because male homosexuality was illegal, which meant that there was frequent court appearances, and so you got men popping up in court. Lesbianism wasn't illegal, and so you didn't get the same kind of exposure in the newspapers and court cases, and so historians of lesbianism have had to be even more ingenious in finding their evidence base and writing their histories. I suppose the other thing to say is that ideas of identity have changed. So whereas now we've got an idea that sexuality is quite clear and quite fixed, you're either gay or you're straight, this is in fact a relatively new idea and a relatively new understanding of sexuality. And really, even up until the 1950s, the idea that you had a distinctive gay type of person was something that wouldn't necessarily have made much sense to many people. And in fact, men could have very intense emotional sexual relationships with other men, and women with women, without necessarily categorising themselves in the way that we might do now. So that's another thing to bear in mind when we're looking at the past, is that we're not necessarily trying to find gay men and women as we know them now. We're looking actually for different understandings of relationships and desire.